Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another segment of You and I, a talk radio show co-hosted by Dennis Brooks and Jahima Hanif. And I'm letting you know that we're taping on the 11th, November 5th, 2010. And the format for the show today is what I call Freedom Friday. And Freedom Friday really is about liberation. Liberation of your mind. Try to get the bonds, whatever society has put, this is your time now to question whatever it is that you wanted to question and were afraid to question. Now you can question because this is what Freedom Friday is about. Don't be afraid to ask the question. Like, should I obey the police or not? And I would say, within reason, but know the law. Know what the law is. And then you'll know how to make sure that they don't disrespect you versus you trying to respect them. That's what I'm talking about, meaning by what is Freedom Friday. But let's go on with the show. And we do have a few things I want to give to the audience today. Is I did see a bumper sticker with some symbols, but the bumper said coexist, and it was spelled out in symbolically in symbols. And the first letter C was represented by the crescent star. The O is represented by the peace sign. We're going to be looking up to see what the E sign looks like. The X sign is represented by the star David. The I is represented by a candle. We're going to try to find out what that means. The S is represented by the yin and the yang. And the T is represented by the cross. So that gives you some idea of what this bumper sticker symbolically is trying to say. And it's what, like I said, a driver in California had this while I was coming into the show today.
Okay.
Go ahead, my brother. I'm done.
Okay. Let's begin to look at some of the symbols. First, you say the yin and the yang. The yin and the yang is the symbol of a form of Buddhism. And the yin and the yang, the symbol represents light, dark, but yet within a circle, which means balance of flow. Yin and yang, balance of flow. Yin and yang, balance of flow. Now, when I say balance of flow, another subject that came up is coexist. Coexist is interesting. If you take coexist and you look at existence, there is existence in two realms. You ready for Freedom Friday, bro?
Yeah, I'm always
ready. You sure you're ready?
Oh, hey.
There is existence in two realms, in a physical realm and in a spiritual realm. Then give me a take on that, baby. Because that's where we're going to go. There is existence in two realms. There is existence in a physical realm and there is existence in a spiritual realm. Now, since I have the floor for a minute, I anticipated the show. I said, look at this. Look at some instruction that fits in with the subject.
I'm beginning to get some of the symbols in, and the X that's represented on that bumper sticker is really a hexagram, a six-pointed star, which says, surrounded by a circle represents the divine mind. It says a commentary of God's wisdom to numerous occult groups through the centuries. But I could be wrong. I thought I saw the star of David.
Okay, you ready for this? Okay, brother, you see this word occult? O-C-C-U-L-T?
Very dangerous.
Well, it means O-C, occult, and C-U-L-T, cult. Look at occult.
Okay, here we go. Man, this is going to be interesting. I found out the second letter of that bumper sticker, which is the peace sign. It's called the peace symbol, or the broken upside down cross. Like many simple symbols, it meant different things at different times. Some called it Nero's cross. linking to the notorious Roman emperor who persecuted Christians centuries after it was recognized as a Old Norse rhyme? Are you with me? Okay, that was what that peace symbol. So now that should give us some hint what that is saying.
It gives us a lot of hint.
Okay.
Let's keep it simple, Jamie. Okay, a cult, let's take a reference to Jehovah's Witness. You said Jehovah's Witness is a cult. No, we're not
singling them out.
We're not singling
them out. All right, we'll make sure we don't want to upset anyone. Exactly. Freedom Friday.
This is Freedom Friday. Okay. But what cult, and it's a reference to religion as a cult or a group of, it's not, there's a difference between religion and cult. Cult suggests practices. Like witchcraft. Would you say which what category would you put witchcraft in?
That's interesting you bring that up because, there was one time where, remember, back in Kemet when the woman was the, represented the symbol of agriculture?
Okay.
She was also the symbol of food.
But, she was the symbol of fertility.
And fertility too, yes. But man, European man,
okay,
decided to take that away from them so that he could promote whatever the medicine they wanted to promote, and they called them witches. That's how the foundation of it, of just making a woman a witch, was based on, because of the healing powers, the knowledge of those, they wanted to get people away from that.
Okay,
so they called them a witch.
Okay, all of it. The yin and yang, in terms of representing opposites,
yeah, exactly. This is what I have right here. I got the yin and the yang right here. Wow.
Okay.
Come on, brother. Come with it. Yes, it does. Male, female.
Male, female.
Light, dark.
Exactly. But male, female, in flow. Now, this is for you, Jerima. Male, female, in flow. What's coming to you, brother, is going to be climax where your whole system disappears. And then you enter heaven. You ready for this? For you. This is a prediction for you. Soon you will have such a climax that you'll disappear and the pleasure, P-L-E-A-S-U-R-E, pleasure, how many letters? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the pleasure is what is sometimes associated with the word forbidden. F-O-R-B-I-D, forbidden. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Forbidden. But what does the forbidden food was there? Okay, to a black man.
Oh, European woman.
Oh, European woman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what you mean.
But the European woman, in looking at a black man naked, realized the size of the black man's dick.
And realized he was much more well endowed
than the white man.
Right. And so, let's take this to another level. The white woman is always a black man.
When you say more able to give her the pleasure that she deserves. But yet she has to deny that in her own being.
Not only that, to protect her.
To protect her from what? From her husband?
No, to protect her, like most women want. Protection.
Sure.
And that can provide.
Okay, sort of.
Cool.
I usually have to say that. Because you love to leap around. Let's stick with this pleasure business.
Alright.
Now, let's bring this to today. Now, you say, a white woman know that being with a black man will give her much more pleasure than any white man can provide her. And that she feels she has earned it.
We'll break it down worse than that. We'll give her pleasure then. There's no man can do that. I'm not the man.
You sure this is Vito Pride already? Kingdom Pride, bro. No. You see the phallic symbol in Washington, D.C.? Somebody referred to that as a phallic symbol.
It is.
The white man so fears the black man, not only because of the size of his dick, but because of his natural ability to bring the white man to a climax that the white man can't abuse.
I'm gonna say this, and it might get us in trouble, so I'm gonna make sure that I say this here. Fairness and not a threat against the United States government. But if you really wanted to show the government that you mean business, revolutionary style, that'd be the first thing you'd be doing.
What?
The Washington Monument.
Why did you say that, man?
Because I realized the symbolism of what it meant. But that would, because see, we want to mess with the psyche. I shouldn't be saying this on this program, but war is not only brutally physical, but the psyche too.
Now, listen to this, listeners. The warfare during slavery was not physical, it was psychological, because you break up families. Like, these people are real animals. The fact that you could do that when you have family yourself, this means it's almost like you're dead to reality. You get what I'm saying? And what Malcolm was referring, he said, these are dead souls. They're really dead. That's why they could act like that. But us, we could not act like that if we wanted to. And whether that statement was attributed to Elijah Muhammad or Malcolm X, it meant the same thing. That's why I spoke about two realms.
But this is what I love about Martin and Malcolm, is because what they represented was the sincere dignity of African people. And they made sure that no one forgot about that. Because of the kind of people that they were.
Okay, Martin got bought by the system.
Ooh. Hearing that on Read 'em Friday. Come on.
I love him.
I know you do. I know, but we have to be able to be critically analysis or whatever of our leaders. Because they're only human beings.
They're human beings. But you're saying, okay, you use the word coexist. Is that the same as what was Martin about? Integration? Coexist is integration. It has to be separation. Separation was not what Marcus Garvey, and separation is the reality today.
But remember, separation brings integration. You know why we are separated? Because we have not been allowed to take our rightful place. Because once we are allowed to take our rightful place, the world, it's like Ravasa said, the world not see itself African, or should I say, I'm just using the word of Ravasa, the world not see itself Ethiopian.
Okay, I agree. Of course I'm African, everybody knows that. But now, when I say that, I say that to say this, that...
But you're changing Rastafari. You're adapting Yah, and you're adapting Ethiopia, and seeing Ethiopia in a different way.
Of course.
And now, and we have not even dishonored or disrespected Arda Bahá'í Selassie in any form or fashion.
Not at all.
You're honoring it.
Exactly. But the point I'm making is that in terms of the white man's basic fear, is the black man, the free black man. He realized that if the black man realized that he is free, because the white man can't hold him prisoner, and it's not because he cannot violence the white man, but it's because everything the white man tried to do, you let him in it, he take it in. You want to go to sports if I remember? Basketball. Football.
We have nothing to prove there anymore. You know why?
What?
We're still on the outside.
Why did you make that decision? You're saying because we are still free? Because you don't want nothing?
You know it. I'm glad you said it. I don't have to say it. You see it. Now, like I said, radically, let's break away, clean our own. Because if you pull every African athlete, every all these sports, who's gonna watch? And right now, the NBA would be crying. Who's gonna watch?
Okay, let me ask you another question. What color is soccer? Rainbow, which is the largest sport.
It is rainbow.
It's definitely not white. Which sport is white, bro? You get what I'm saying? When you look globally. Yes.
See, when you look in a global perspective, and I love that, because then, white supremacy becomes a very small.
Wrong and right. the 10% that own 90% of the assets, are they white?
Yes.
How did they do it?
That's what we have to break down, because they are running the biggest con game ever. And if you take the Matrix as the key,
okay,
they've created their own now, and now you've brought it. What is power? Real power is to define reality.
Real power. Okay, let me. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, I have some quotes here.
And I got that from a sister.
Real power is to define reality. Come on. And you got that from a sister?
Oh, yeah. I can't quote her name, but I can find out.
You got that from a sister?
Oh, yes, brother. I forget her name, but she's right there.
Real power is to define reality.
And guess what? We have to walk up. I have. I see the reality. I see the joke. I see what they've done to me. I see what Malcolm is doing. You can't come out. Come out. You came in. You can't come out the same. You can't.
Why don't we stick to the topic?
Yes, sorry, my brother. Go ahead.
This show is you and I, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Freedom Friday, so you
Freedom
know.
Friday. And you heard. You heard Jahima. I am the host who keeps things in perspective and we keep it simple. First of all, you say, is coexistence the same as integration? Integration was Martin for certain reasons. Malcolm was separation. I am an African living in America.
But remember, Malcolm also was adamant about brothership. But he always said there was the other, they didn't want to practice it. Europeans don't know anything about that. They talk.
Brother?
But they don't act. Because if you look at the history has shown, they have fought each other over resources. They don't care about each other.
Let's go to this word, brother. Brother. And you and I call each other brother. Why do you and I call each other brother? And we say brother to another brother. Now, so, depending on what community they say, homie, homeboy, they're brother, and Latin doesn't matter, I just say homie and family. You get what I'm saying?
Well, now it's bruh.
Oh yeah. But, the point I'm making, I'm saying, we are brothers and sisters globally, because in putting this show in perspective, we see the global human on a common earth. And we are about the global humanity.
Well, let me throw Rasta into the picture now that you brought that. That's what I'm going to
say. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I am the global human on a common earth, and this is a global humanity where we are brothers and sisters. No, it was Rasta who, still, his statement cannot be forgotten. Until the philosophy that holds one race superior and the other inferior is finally discredited and abandoned everywhere you have walked. And that came from Ethiopia, the emperor of Ethiopia.
And he made an ethical statement to the blue-eyed, pale-faced devil in the League of Nations.
Remember,
what a way to engage them.
Okay, David, remember we're doing a show that is going to be aired and responded to. We don't want people to be called in this show and say we say this and something something. We expect it. But we are doing a show.
I'm a revolutionary. I don't dodge. I'm not afraid to. I don't dodge bullets.
I don't dodge bullets. But I just want to remind you, brother, they bombed Martin Street. Are you forgetting it? Who bombed Martin Street, by the way?
I know.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Okay, well, you know, they've been doing that for a long time.
But what, when they bombed the church, they put a sheet over there. In other words, why don't I see who you are? Because the next day I have to go face you in court and you're in trouble. You get what I'm saying? I know what's happening, but now you're saying, this system, we cannot live in it.
That's devil philosophy.
You say this system is devil philosophy?
Yes. The white supremacy system is a devil philosophy system. Totally.
Look at the word that you see the discipline you use is said philosophy. Now, here is where I as one of there's only two hosts of the show. And there's only one owner of the show. let's put that in perspective, and that's Jehina. No. So that, see, whatever he does, you, as we all are talking to business, remember, don't direct it here, direct it to him. Why I say that? Is because we have to be owners not only of companies, we have to be owners of the land.
No, on the show. This so show is owned by the people.
The people on this, the people
if
on this.
If they don't like what we're saying, they could put us in check or get rid of us if they want to.
Okay.
Tell us a shout out.
Okay. But if the people see themselves as the owner of what we do, then we are taking top beyond top and we are going to say we own this. You can't move us from here.
You know, I would love to spread the seed of independent critical thinking. That's the only way you're going to undo that reality.
Beautiful of what you just said. They have taken the change off our feet and put it on our minds.
Man, they hit it with everything. Sex, drugs, violence, commercial, car, everything that the eye sees and desires.
They threw it all. In other words, who can forget? It's the first time Tiger Woods won the Masters. They want to send to eat some fried chicken and some watermelon. You think we forget things like that, brother? And then a black man can't be no quarterback. What is wrong with you, man? How can you just dismiss statements like that? So what are you saying to us today?
What I'm saying today is that all that we put up with, immigration don't work. Maybe not here. And then let's hear what they start. There'll be a foot.
Now, what is the economic basis of separation? What is it?
You know what it, you really want to know what it is going to be based on? It has to be based on a social, tribal, shared co-op.
I agree 100%.
You know who owns the land? Who owns the who owns the production?
The people.
Because they're the ones. They're the ones that are creating it.
Okay. Now, working within a system, there are certain things you can do and certain things you cannot do because the system is there. You're saying, oh,
whose system? This is Freedom Friday.
Whose system? Yes, whose system? We know that this is the, not only a devil's philosophy, but a devil's system. We have identified the system, but we cannot be bound by the devil. Let's get back to the major institution where most of the brainwashing takes place. Now, if you had to choose a word for that, what word do you choose? Well, most of the brainwashing takes place too, especially to black people. Church. Mm. Did I hit you low, brother?
Mm. You're right, because when they hit us with those cards, that's why anything Jesus, I don't even want to mess with that name like that. The white, so-called, what's his name? Michael? Michael's rendition.
Oh.
Of the white card. They hit us with those cards.
Brother.
And hard.
Okay, but that's such a powerful image.
And can you imagine going to an African church, sitting up there,
and looking at a white man?
That's how diabolical it was.
they got away with it. They got away with it. And it's still there. Now, I'm saying, I don't go for that. I know better. But at the same time, I can't go and take those images off whatever building you have. But I am not trapped by that. Because we started looking at the cult and a cult. Their cult is the existence of a whole race of other beings who is underlying all this, brother. And that name you gave faith was what? Mystery Babylon. There were two Babylons. There was an actual Babylon and there was a Mystery Babylon. Where Satan was orchestrating behind those statues. He said, put a statue. Okay, that's God. You see, he butchers and says, that's not God. That is God. God is God. God is a living God. That's Jesus. And he's not God. They used to put him to the line. So he used to kill him. I'm not going to bow down to that. You get what I'm saying? Now, the point that's being made, it says, behind that image, but behind Caesar was a demon, watching them. But they couldn't see the demon. But then, people like you and I, we can look behind that image and say, I'm not going to see demons. And I'm not going to be controlled by those demons. Now, the reality of the existence of demonic power that we can talk so freely about. Because you say that I say you arrive before you physically show up. Because your life enters first. Then you show up. If you ask my brother, I got him covered. And you can't bother him. Guide and protect I and I. Sure. You get what I'm saying? No. I say the occult and occultic practices in terms of secret society. A lot of the presidents were members of what were the name of the secret society? A lot of these. Masonic Lodge. With
the,
all them symbols.
That is
no,
the word. That is you, the word that my friend at work was trying to remember. He couldn't remember the word lodge. I'll tell him on Monday.
Masonic Lodge.
Yeah.
You see that symbol here?
Yeah.
This is Masonic Lodge. This stands for something. Some kind of.
Yeah, because we started a conversation with Freemasonry.
This Freemason.
And boy, did the ears perk up in that place.
Freemason.
I don't think they think I'm supposed to know stuff like that. You know that. I started. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to leave. I'm creating a lot of problems today. They were eating it up.
Well, what do you think when they hear the show? What do you think? They'll try to get you, they'll try to recruit you, buddy. I know what I'm telling you. But let's continue the point. No.
Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break at this time, for our sponsors to express themselves, and, we'll be right back. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're back from our break.
Give thanks and praise. Now, you say the structure of colleges, universities, especially in America, where there's a system in operation, where to get a degree, you have to follow, you have to fulfill certain courses.
It's called a curriculum.
A curriculum. Okay. Now, by the time you are done with that, you have been totally conditioned as to who you are. You've been told you're this. Who told you that? The system told you. And you bought it.
Hook, line, and sinker.
But you bought it this way. It says, no, you're better than your brother. Because you've got that BA and that AA and that. You follow what I'm saying? In fact, I'll give you some award. They say, don't pay attention to your brother. In fact, move from over there. You can go live over there. And then when you go live over there, you come into your house, the neighbors call, there's a black man going to that house. He said that Dr. So and so. Who gives a fuck? He's a black man, eh? What is he doing here? Let's face reality, brother. And that really happened.
Of course.
Now, what's the message from that? Brother, you lost where you're supposed to live. Why don't you get back in again?
It's white supremacy all over. It's white supremacy.
No.
They don't want to live next to us. But we want to integrate. You see this? It doesn't even make sense. And Malcolm said this. Why do we want to integrate with someone that don't even want, that's what Malcolm said about brotherhood. Why do you want to come up with brotherhood with someone that doesn't even want to deal with brotherhood? It don't make any sense. That's why Malcolm saw that it would never work.
Okay. But let's get the emotion part of it into the show. Now, The emotion part of it is, now, let me put this in perspective. I spent almost 15 years working there in locked units in state institution, Metropolitan State Hospital, Lanterman State Hospital, where convicted criminals, murderers, go to get treatment. You get what I'm saying? I also spent a lot of time at St. John's Hospital. Now, I'm saying the wreckages of lives, that's why we look to have the license. When I went to UCLA, are you the license? I said, yes, I'm the license. He said, you want to know my name? That's not important. If you don't take over this room, we can't leave here. Because you have the double key to the locked drugs. You get what I'm saying? No, no, that's the drug. You see a system like that? No. He said, where did you get your license from? That's from Intel.
Right. Now, who was responsible for introducing drugs to military? And when did they start introducing drugs? How were they treating mental patients before they introduced them? My brother.
Okay. At first, mental patients here in California, they used to be mistreated and just left to wander around. But the introduction of drugs. Yes, no, let's take that word drugs. What was the first drug associated with the emergence of a group called the Mafia? Alcohol. But what was it called? A spirit. But it was prohibited. You can't buy that. What's the difference between the word drug? Plus the same word drug is drug administration. USA drug administration. Illegal drugs. You put illegal behind drugs. What is a drug? Is coffee a drug? It is a drug. What is a drug? What is the definition of a drug?
Well, a drug really is something that is organic, that is transformed inorganic. That's what a drug is.
You ready for this one? Now, let me...
Basic definition of a drug.
Okay, let me tell you how this all got started. Now, and let me address the Latino community. Since I am from Belize, this is in Latin America, but the Latins know about this. What they went for spices to Latin America, and it was Columbus from Spain, Queen Isabella and Columbus. What they went and they found out from the indigenous people, the Inca, what plant they used for what ailment. And that's where they get the whole concept of using these plants to heal. They learn healing from the indigenous people in these areas, which was basically South America. This was natural healing that, but hold on a minute, this used to be practiced better in Africa. Well, you don't want to use the word Africa. But you gotta use the word Africa, right? Okay, Ethiopia.
Who says we have to use the word Africa? Who?
Okay. You decide. Okay. No Africa. Now, but listen to this. The whole concept of healing came from the original tribal culture where plants were used. They went and they asked these people what plants to use. Then they changed the plant to a drug, put a cake on it, and poor people can't afford to buy and white people killing it.
And that's what has happened. This is what you call the form or pharma today. These are deadly, deadly corporations that probably have a history. Because you got to remember, many, many of our people in the land of Ethiopia died not only for whatever gold, but more so for the knowledge of the earth.
Okay, they stole that land. That the listeners need to know for sure.
It wasn't all about gold.
It was not about gold.
It was about the herbs, because Africans understood the plant. And remember, look at those cultures that lived in a tropical environment like Africa. The Maya, the Incas, they all practiced the same kind of herbs, just like we did. Exactly. They understood the plants in their region of the world.
But listen to this, for the listeners. I did a character on stage in Jamaica called the Babalawo. The Babalawo is a priest divine. I toured the Caribbean, in Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad, Virgin Islands, on stage. I played something in the day I was on stage in there. You know who is the priest divine? The priest divine is the same as Latino people call a brujo. He's the medicine man. But he was not only the medicine man, he's the priest divine. He keep away spirits.
And see, you see, the Europeans did the same thing to the women they did to the medicine men. They call them a witch. They discredit them. This is what they did to the women. Discredit them. You come up with some devilish name.
Witch?
This is the same thing.
Who first started with this witch movement?
Europeans.
What institution? The Vatican. The Vatican.
Why was the Vatican so interested in Christianity? What's their ideology? What do they believe? You know, it's belief.
Okay.
Is behind it.
Ask that question again to the listeners. What's the question? I said the Vatican. No, first of all, let me clarify what the Vatican is. The Vatican is the existence of a nation on earth, independent, not because of its politics, but because who lives at the Vatican is the Pope who represents God on earth.
Okay, let's, this is Freedom Friday, so we can question this.
Okay.
But just because you think it would be a tool. Because what you're going back to is back to the establishment of the father Christianity.
Okay. Of course.
How long have they been doing it? How long have they been trying to control demons? And what gives the Vatican any justification of their existence? Who justifies it?
Let's put this in perspective better. Now, remember, you see this word church? When I said, when I said church, and I said to black people, the major drug on black minds is church.
What kind of church? Or Christianity?
I was there. In our last program, you used the word religion. What's the difference between religion and church?
What is the difference?
Okay. Religion is mind speculating on the nature of God.
Okay.
Here's the definition. Religion is mind speculating on the nature of God. Church is supposed to be a building where when you go and you confess your sin, the Pope is going to, you've got to pay a certain amount of something, he's going to talk to God for you and then you'll be free.
You know what?
They had a place that they just walked through this door and they put him on this ship. Those are base fucking cuts.
And it's interesting because that is demonic.
It is demonic.
That is totally demonic. Because here's the basic question. What is the justification for this? Who set them up? And if it's the Most High, he's gonna let us know.
Who set them up? The Pope?
Who justifies their position?
You ready? You sure you're ready for this?
Come on, brother. You and I, why not you and I do the same thing? Find us a little corner of the globe and set ourselves up as this whatever on earth.
Listen to me.
And where did Vatican get all this money from? Has to be a lot of blood. A lot of blood money.
You know how many churches globally respond to the Pope by donation? And the people's money.
And who turned a blind eye to Ethiopian slavery during the Atlantic slave trade? Who turned a blind eye? Or did they turn, not only turn a blind eye, but they had their palms out behind their hands. So they would be paying big time.
They would be paid.
And they orchestrated the whole thing.
Definitely.
You brought this up. You done Friday.
But that's a fact.
That's how diabolical.
Okay, but let's get back to Malcolm. Now, here is where Malcolm got into trouble. He, or Elijah Muhammad, he said, they have the devil's nature.
And he was right. But see, they only picked up the white devil. And
what color is the devil again?
Remember, white devil.
Hold on. Listeners, hold on. You see what Jaima said? When you say white devil, what color is the devil? Black. So you're talking about the white man. And he's that black. That's a trick. In other words, Malcolm looked at this white man and said he's the devil. Brother Hans, you looked at all of them nice pictures. What color is the devil painted at? In the 16th
century. But remember, Elijah Muhammad gave us the key to realize whether or not what he said was true or not, because the key was to look at your nature. And if you look at your nature, common sense will tell you. Common sense will tell you. Then you will see it.
Okay, let's go to this nature business. You see?
That was the key.
Okay, I'm talking to, listeners, I'm talking to the human and his name change, nature change. His nature has been changed. He's coming from a totally new place. What Malcolm was saying, these people have the nature of the devil, whatever color you want to paint the devil, and they are the seed of Cain, they are natural murderers, and you can't out-murder them, because that's not your nature. That's what you're saying. Okay, Kunta Kinte, you say you're eating over the same place. Well, he's a brother. Brother? Stop it in the back. You don't expect that from a real human being. That's what caught you by surprise. And I think that caught a lot of black people by surprise.
Well,
that you have real consequences.
There is a history told that the Ethiopian man got civilization.
Talk to him.
Because they were savage castaways. Remember. Let's go back to biology.
No, go back to that. They were all kind of Viking children, Pokemon. You get what I'm saying? Killing each other. Right?
Barbarians.
But they were barbarians.
You wouldn't put it that way, brother.
They were barbarians.
Savages.
They were, but who did you look on?
Different. And they were practicing no form of brother. It was kill or be killed.
There you go. You want, now, look today at the degree of violence. Let's say, who's doing all this situation? It's basically American army. What color is the American army? You get what I'm saying? This is not about white man. But at the same time, you'll bring about peace on earth by greater violence than who's doing the violence. When you have man that's blowing themselves, what people be more violent than that?
You know Malcolm was against it. Signing up for it.
I know Malcolm was against it. This bothers me.
That's why I thought of Muhammad Ali very high.
He had to stop boxing for him.
Because they had hurt him. They had, come on.
What did they do? Why did he have to stop boxing, man?
Because, brother, the Europeans, when you do not conform, they're gonna take the very thing that they couldn't even deal with. Their livelihood being taken away. Take away the European livelihood and let's see what kind of man he'll be. He'll probably kill and murder more. Yeah.
Dana, let me give you some key insight, especially a person like yourself. You'll be the show together. This is not your journey back to you. No. Look at Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was so fierce. And he was so proud. Not only did I change that name, but say I'm the greatest. That
the I can bag it up.
And could back it
come
up.
Come on. And he wasn't no dummy.
But you know what? Look at this. You know what? When you beat a white champ, you say, oh, you mean this? Fuck you. The great white hope, not confused. They come after you, brother. In some kind of way, they try to come after you. Some kind of way. You know that, right?
All I can say about Muhammad Ali, I have to give him another prop. And maybe, you know, that's something I have to ponder about myself. Now, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Muhammad Ali marrying a white woman? You laughing! Oh, that's good! Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? He laughed.
I know where you're going with this.
That's
what? Okay. You're not looking at Kobe, are you?
No, I'm looking at everyone else that has.
Or Tiger Woods?
Because even Malcolm said something about, white women are dead in the street.
Look at that. Let me take you back to Forbidden too. Let me, okay, Dana, you know what I see coming in your life soon? And what I see a climax. This means, some beautiful sex with a beautiful lady. And this, you know what a climax is? You know what a climax does?
Yeah, it's like orgasm. It just frees the body. Releases.
It frees the total body. It
releases all.
You have enough time for us to talk about this one?
Yeah, but we're not gonna do it on record. We're talking about it after the show.
Why not on record? This is good science.
For who?
For everybody. And orgasm.
Alright, this is Freedom Friday. I can't argue with it. I can't argue with it.
O-R-G, orgasm. Or, how do you spell orgasm?
O-R-G-A-N-I-S-M.
O-R.
Oh no.
O-R.
O-R-G-A, orgasm. Yeah, we're gonna look it up. Let it go. That's what we got Google for. Yeah, O-R-G-A-S-I.
O-R-G-A-S-I?
Yeah, O-R-G-A-S-I. That's it. Orgasm. O-R-G-A-S-I-S-M.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. O-R-G-A-S-I-S-M. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Now, you throw the other word. You throw the word climax.
I don't know why that's in there.
But you throw that. That's climax. C-A-C-L-I-M-A-X. So that's only like a 6 letters.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Let me show what blocks a lot of energy. When you say climax, it's not really a climax. An orgasm is not a climax. But we are words get confused.
Well, remember, Europeans studied everything.
From whom? Studied everything from whom? From the original
people. From us, brother. From us. We already had this already intensively and living it. They could not. That's why they, you ever notice that Europeans have studied everything? We haven't studied nothing. Because, I think because of this, you know, this is our life there.
It is. It really is.
We just, it's just instinctively, no.
Okay. But you did something interesting. You know why white supremacy, you know why the why of white supremacy is the greatest fear is that white realize that black man is his master.
Let's break it down.
Okay.
Let's break it down to probably one of the 9 deadly sins. Let's break it down. The real deal is jealousy.
It is the twin devils, jealousy and envy.
Okay. We'll go with that. I got jealous, you got envy. But either way, because I don't think no one has really dissected, this is the problem.
Hold on there. Demons walk together. They are twins. Listen to this. Now, I have a friend in the street, and I have 2 of them. They look exactly like they're identical twins. And he was over by my media. We call them twins. Twin demons are jealousy and envy. They're the same thing. Jealousy and envy. You are jealous? Yeah. You're jealous of the...
That's a deadly combination. That's like a 2-ton megaton bomb. It's gonna do damage when it hits.
You know why? Because they're jealous of the black man. And they envy him for his natural ability. Yet they try to buy him and make him a fucking fool.
No. Monkey. They've done a great job. We're still monkey ass.
No.
They just giving us crumbs, bruh. Everyone who's making more money than us, the Oprahs, they're just getting bigger pieces of crumbs. But they have not been able to make it out of the NBA. They just really just going along with it. That's not progressive.
Okay, but you said something very profound in the last year. You said, you know, who's going to change this year? You know how? Look at the Tea Party movement. Look at what the Tea Party movement is. Who would have thought a movement like that could do this? You said,
we know movements can do that when they're well funded. And they can get a charismatic leader, like Sarah Palin or somebody. These people are not. These people that created the teabaggers, or however you want to call them, they do this all the time. They've been doing, how do you think they maintain power and control? They've been playing big league ball. And they know how to use people. Okay. And how to get people emotionally incited. You think, and you said earlier that maybe we need to play down what we say. And I'm saying, no, because the liars ain't playing down what they're saying.
But look who's saying it. Look who's saying it. No, you know, the system is rigged like this. Here, come pick up your check. You come home. Give me about $25. Go work. Fuck the system, give you a check. Well, I'm the boss here, I'm the lion. You find yourself in prison for the next class. In other words, you say, it's hard for a black man to hit a woman. That's not his nature. To be honest, that's not his nature. It was a learned behavior. This is we were set up. We were set up.
Well, come on. A white boy, not even in the picture, sends Big Mama a nice check. You can't produce anything if you can't even get a J-O-B. And remember, green is king.
Green is king, right? You're fighting for color, it's green.
You know what I thought about in my relationship? I'm going to put this on record. This is important if we have the time. We ran over.
Yeah.
We got about 5 minutes. In my situation, in my relationship, where I tried to do the right thing, my women subverted me. Because see, women need a man and want a man in this society. Did you hear what I said?
I can't believe you said that.
Oh yes, it is true. It has to be.
But who gave them the idea that they run things? They work like
that. Ooh, of course! The third party!
But then that emasculation, that
part. But of this is, there. But that, but see, that's probably why my ex so added us being friends. And the other one I was with is, we're not. For whatever the reason. Because I tried to, and I know the second time, I tried to set up a decent, positive environment. They didn't want to follow it. So I'm like, how did I fail twice? And I started to realize, the one man, the leader man.
What do we do for that?
Think about it. How about Oka? Who's Oka? Scenario.
You think Oka has a man?
Yes, she ain't following her.
She's following her. Let's take Janet.
Yeah, she's gonna be on Larry King tonight.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. But when I say Janet, because I know Janet pretty well, I'm saying when Janet started dating, Janet was the boss. You're just dating Janet. What do you mean again? You get what I'm saying? That's emasculation in you.
I don't think Janet was that way. I think that's what society
did. Janet was not that way. But society made it that way.
But Janet went through a lot because she did come out for the sound of it, that Puerto Rican guy. So
the first husband?
Whatever. No, she's married to a guy from, I forget the name of his family now. But anyway. I forgot he came from, I think he didn't understand.
What happened?
No, it was another one. He was with a musical family too. Oh. I can't think of the name right now. Probably off from the show that I probably come to. Okay.
But the point about King.
Make it quick.
The point about King. Mm-hmm. I am a King walking. I'm not walking to become a king, I'm a king walking.
Yeah, that's mighty nice.
I'm a king walking.
But we don't, that's not what happens. Mighty walking has the power of reality. It's, don't give us like, good life and that kind of thing.
That's how you go into the show?
Yeah, brother, sometimes you can't always enter this, but we have, what are things something for them to think about?
Okay. That's a good
thing. You can always be upbeat. Life is not always upbeat.
That's a good thing.
Unless you're doing something progressive enough to make it that way. Because it ain't gonna happen just by you sitting here. It only happens if you make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching our show. We'll see you next time. Take care.